Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and I'd like to introduce you to the glory of microfiction. No, it's not a novella. It's not a short story. It's a story 100 words long, and we have quite a few of them. It's easy to do and yet hard to do. And these folks have taken up the challenge of writing on the topic of work and then writing and recording a story based on that topic. Then I collect them all up and put them all in a show, and then your iPod downloads it or your Zoom. Does anyone still have a Zoom? Or maybe a Samsung, or pretty much every cell phone out there does that kind of stuff now. Everything does everything else. It's like we're almost to the point where we have those little tricorder communicators in Star Trek that do everything, or the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with your Kindle reading books, and it's so crazy. It's so crazy out there. I just can't keep up. So, who won last week so they go first this week? I checked the polls, and it's Linda, who isn't here. But coming in second was Steven. So, Steven the Nuclear Man, here's your story, and let's all sit back and enjoy.
Kefin's legs squeezed against the dragon's scales as they rose into the winter night. His furs warmed him, but his eyes were freezing behind the goggles. The mountain cave fell away behind the dragon's wings. The cold moonlight shone on fleeing clouds and glittering snow below. Kefin spotted the town lights below. He leaned forward, and the dragon dove for the city. At the last moment, he drove in his spurs and pulled up. Dragonfire lashed out, and they rose high over the street, wet with newly melted snow. One of these days, Kefin thought, I'll get an interesting job.
Thank you, Stephen. You know, the text for the stories are in the show notes, and they're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, just in case you want to know how Kefin is spelled. You know, if you want to name your baby Kefin. I know I would. I would, instantly. Although some of those names that were in the movie Avatar, those are cool names too. Not that I'm gonna see it, because, you know, they say that the movie has given some people motion sickness, and they've gotten nauseated. That's me. That kind of stuff really, really sends me for a loop. So I'm not going there until I get myself dosed up on Dramamine or Scopolamine or something like that. Otherwise, I am going to be a barfing wreck. You know, I'll be like, hey, can I borrow your popcorn? Why? Oh, good. That's better than butter. Also, you can vote for your favorites in the show notes. But wait until you've heard all of these stories, all right? Listen to them all. Enjoy them all. They're all good. They're all good. Nobody puts crappy stories up here except for Planet Z. All right? So, you know, this is not the Drabblecast where just anyone can get in and they do it for the money. People do this for the love and for the art. Next up is Katharina, who believes in love and art, and oh boy, does she. Here we go.
Today, I was the first one in the office. I had only just sat down when I heard the doorbell ring. The only reason I got back up was that it just didn't stop ringing. Opening the door, I started to complain. As I looked up, I stopped mid-sentence. He was there. He was mine. Wordless, he took my hand and led me to my office. Only to assure himself that I was still his, he lifted my skirt and took me then and there. When we got back up, I heard the key in the entrance door turn.
Whew. Folks, I'm finishing up a 3-day weekend. Man, the things I miss in the office. Thank you, Katharina. Oh, I want to tell you folks, Okay, so Houston just had an election, a runoff election, and believe me, with these candidates, yeah, it feels like runoff. We've decided as a city that after 12 years, we're tired of having a mayor whose last name is their skin color. CNN is saying all about the fact. I'm amazed that CNN is saying, we've elected our first openly gay mayor. I'm surprised that based on their hatred of Texas and specifically Houston, they didn't say, those close-minded evil Houstonians voted against a black man. I mean, we've done what the Democratic Party of this country was incapable of, and that is choose a lesbian over a black man. So, let that one sink in. People are, wait a minute, hold on. Who were you? Whoa! Yeah, right. Bill has better taste. All right, so, now that we've made our prerequisite Hillary slam, let's continue on. I know this isn't supposed to be political.
Bad me.
It's the holiday season. Give me a break. Next up is Zachman. He has a lovely little story about Norwegians.
This is Zachman. The Nissa, the Norse little people who followed my grandparents from the old country, are trying to get me into trouble by going on my computer and posting on my Facebook and Twitter when I am at work, since I would never do that myself, not even with a smartphone. The Nissa watch YouTube and Hulu when I'm at work. I think they are using the gaming systems since they are still turned on when I return home from work. They have a special affection for Link. Anything I posted when I'm at work was done by the Nissa.
Thank you, Zachman, for explaining the true meaning of Christmas. Oh, wait, hold on. No, this year there is not going to be a topic of Christmas unless someone specifically chooses it. So, because the podcast is going to be released on the 27th, maybe after Christmas, you know, the after Christmas something, you know, surviving the holidays. I don't, and remember, the topic doesn't have to be specific words and you don't have to use it. It can be just a general feeling. You could be, the topic could be, you just dropped a ham on your foot. Go. Folks don't tend to do those. They just, you know, keep very, very literal. But have fun with it. You know, I'd like to see the next round of topics that people suggest going outside of the box. Maybe challenging people to write it out in a red crayon while they write the story. It could be on any topic, but write the story out longhand in a red crayon. Or spell it out using alphabet soup while you're writing it. Or magnetic poetry. If you have that magnetic poetry, challenge people to come up with something based on magnetic poetry that's 100 words long. It'll be nice to, it's been 190 episodes. Let's get crazy. Come on. I want to see what folks think are crazy. And I'd like to share the topics that people suggest when they send them in. So next week I'm going to try something different and I'll post what topics people are suggesting in the stories. So we'll see what happens. And then maybe one week the topic will have to be something that, a word or a phrase that's in your story already. And then I'll just put that in bold so folks can know. Let's see something. It's been a long time that we've been doing this. I want to change it up. I want to wreck the formula. I want to ruin this thing, man. I want to put in a Cousin Oliver. Speaking of Cousin Oliver, here's Justin, Space Turtle. And I'm not going to do the sound. I'll let him do it because he does it so well.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomester here with my 100-word story. I have a lot of news to report, but I'm trying to learn a bit more of sculpting for Second Life using Blender. So, if you have a need for anything, let me know, and I'll see if I can make something. I'm still really new at it. Not very good, but some excellent tutorials on YouTube. So I'm learning and hopefully be able to make something useful. My story, based on the topic of work, is entitled Safety in the Workplace. Robots tried cloning a human workforce, but the bodies grew to awaken brain dead. Clones work well for spare parts, but growing them takes months. I was always an advocate of workplace safety, but it has gotten ridiculous. The robots take over humanity, then because we are hard to repair quickly, they require us to wear ultra-powered safety armor so we don't hurt ourselves. Why not just control the armor themselves? Hold on. If I can just override these security functions, done, and send this code to everyone, we fully control the system. Let's see how safe we are now.
Thank you, Justin. You want to try doing a sculpty bell? That would be cool. And then I could make it brass. And it would look pretty. I could put it on the boat. And it would be like a brass bell. I don't know. Thank you. Actually, any components for the boat, really. I don't know. I've just been playing. The propellers that I added to it are now sculpty, saving a prim. It's going around now. Next up is... Who is next? Who's next? Planet X-Ray. Wow, he's back. I wonder what he's got. Maybe this is an important message explaining where he's been all this time.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm Planet X-Ray, and I'm not from Kansas. I've come to read from my space journal for this weekly challenge number 190 with the topic of work. I call it lifestyle. I have always been a backward guy. My week went something like this. Mondays, I spent the day cleaning my BMW. Tuesdays, I cruised the beaches looking at the sights and the ladies. Wednesday, I set aside for sports. It didn't matter what it was, as long as it was athletic. Thursdays, I would spend the day flipping the TV between Showtime, HBO, and the Discovery Channel. Fridays, I would hop from bar to bar, ending up at a dance club. Saturday was my rest day. And then there was Sunday. What can I say? You have to work sometime. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening, and a big thank you to Lawrence for all the work he puts into this weekly challenge. You can visit me on the web with the link that Lawrence has conveniently provided.
Well, isn't that convenient? Yeah, I put people's links in the show notes when they send them to me. And yeah, I know it's a hassle putting it in every week in your notes to me. But it helps. Because all I got to do is just click, copy, paste. As opposed to, oh God, they didn't send in the link again. All right, let me go down the list. Let me go down the list. Oh, have I updated it yet? I don't know. Oh God, what? Oh, why am I doing this? And then I get all whiny. You don't want me to get whiny. You want me to be up and happy. Let me hit refresh. I'm going to let iTunes go in the background here and update. Man, am I backlogged? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa. That's going to take a while to download. See, I tell this thing not to do simultaneous downloads. That way, like, all queues up one after the other. Make it wait. Thank you, Planet X. And it's a vote of confidence. Woohoo! Another vote for me. Next up is TJ. Now, TJ did not send a photo of the beautiful snow-capped North Dakotan stuff. Hey, what? He's from North Dakota? I didn't know that. Did you?
Hi, my name is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where the eyes are starting to get a little bit wilder around the malls, and this is appreciated. We don't always hear positive reinforcement concerning the things we do, but if you ever wonder if your work is appreciated, copy editors, misspell someone's name in the paper. Stock boys, let the toilet paper aisle run low. Pharmacists, forget to order Pepto-Bismol. Bankers, make a bunch of thoroughly indefensible loans and sell them to each other. Mechanics, replace brake fluid with motor oil. Chefs, switch out vegetarian lasagna with regular. Farmers, leave off milking for a day or two. Baristas, forget to unlock the doors for a couple hours. Whatever it is we do, indeed we are all deeply appreciated.
Thank you, TJ. You know what? Maybe to figure out if I'm appreciated, I should delay this podcast by a few days. Oh, no. I would never think to do that. Then I'd have to actually do more stuff during the week. I'm not looking forward to next week. Last week was a 4-day week. This is going to be a 5-day week. The problem is around the holidays, any days that you're not off, somebody else is going to be off, and that's just more work for everybody. And during the holiday, everyone's like, I need to get off, and I need to run off. I need to get this done before I go on a 2-week cruise. And every single support request begins with, I'm with my family, and you're taking away time from my family. You are, you're ruining our Christmas. I am the Grinch to millions and millions of customers. I kind of like it. Next up is Norval Joe. Norval Joe has had some melancholy times here in a difficult holiday season. And that's why we come together. We come together to let each other know that we appreciate each other. We care. And we're out there for them. In Planet X's case, way out there. So here is the person we know and love, Norval Joe. I'm not going to use his real name. He uses his real name. I don't. To me, you'll always be Norval Joe. And you can't change, no matter whether you want to or not.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 190 with a prompt of work. 5 days of work, and I get to talk about it on the weekend. Well, Lawrence asked about NaNoWriMo, what we're going to do with her stories. I will probably do the same thing that I did last year. Put it away and think I'm going to finish it and not. I figure I get about 2,500 words written a week between Great Heights and the weekly challenge. And not too many more. I have about 25,000 words to go on this year's NaNoWriMo story, so I just don't think it'll ever get done. But someday, if I get real motivated, maybe I will. Well, on with my story. For work. Come on, his brother whispered. I got something to show you. They quietly slipped through the sliding glass door into the backyard. What is it? He asked the older brother, eyeing the silky black wad of material his brother clutched close to his chest. It's a Batman cape, just like the one on TV. With this cape, you can fly, he said with believable sincerity. He had seen the show on their black and white TV, and it looked like the one. He helped his little brother into the wings and onto the roof of the house. Naturally, it didn't work. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Okay, well, as long as you don't throw those stories out, Maybe one day in the far future you'll look and say, I could do something with this. I could do something with this. Then you like make a Broadway play and everybody goes. As long as the Broadway play stars Matthew Broderick, you've got yourself a hit man. Just keep him out of the movies, please. Next up is Jay Rademus. You won't see him casting Matthew Broderick in the movies. Jay Rademus knows his limits.
Good evening. This is Jay Rademus for Weekly Challenge number 190 for the prompt of work. My story is entitled Stream of Consciousness. Let's see. What's the weekly challenge this week? Work. One of those broad strokes topics. I like those. They don't shove you in a particular corner. There are so many directions I could go. Hard work. Yard work. Job I hated. Job I loved. Old job. New job. You know what? Just give me some direction. Wait a minute. This is an easy topic. I could write any story I can think of and just work the topic in. Wait. Work the topic in. That gives me an idea. How many words am I up to? 98, 99, 100. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You know, technically, 98, 99, and 100 are two words, but, I don't know. Cop out. Anyone agree with me on this? Come on, man. Cop out. All right. Jay Rademus, your punishment is, of course, you need to write a 100-word story on the next topic. Wait, you're already going to do that. All right, do it while standing in the corner. Draw it on the wall or something. Go to somebody else's house. Draw it on their wall. That'll be their punishment. Everyone, you're all punished. Collective punishment. Speaking of punishment, it's time once again for the punishment known as Planet Z. You've listened this long, and now you must suffer. Enjoy!
Even though Fred worked in banking, he loved to make up occupations on his tax returns. Rodeo clown consultant was his latest. He's also claimed to be a psychic fish tank cleaner, an elevator repair superhero, and the number 12. He gets audited every year and laughs as the auditor comes up with the same exact figures as he does on his tax returns. Every year, he gets the same auditor. And given a choice between becoming enemies and friends, they chose friendship. Both retired the same year, and, soon afterwards, died in a horrible elevator accident. Well, Fred obviously couldn't repair it.
And that's it for this week's weekly challenge, number 190, work at the 100 Word Stories podcast. The show notes are at podcasting.isfullofcrap, along with an archive of just all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. Hey, you want a Christmas gift? You want to have a DVD burned of all the episodes of this show? You're interested in that? Send me the address to send it to. I'll send a few of those out. I'll go to Best Buy. I'll pick up some blank DVDs. I'll send them all out. They're not for sale. They're just, and this is for listeners out there, participants. Anyone's interested, let me know. I'll do like 10 or 20 of them in case you don't feel like downloading them all. I'm sure that I should have a package of all of them available for download. Some of them, really. Some of the ones that I've done before, Some of the ones you've done before, come on. Some of the ones that that Tomer did were pretty crazy. There's some real good ones in there. Good ones in the old days. You know, the good old days. But these days are good. These days are good, too. There's kind of a lull there for a bit. Kind of a jumping the shark moment. There were some good times afterwards. We're having a good time now, aren't we? Please? Be sure to vote for your favorite stories in the show notes. I've already told you the link. Rewind! And next week, the topic is going to be hat. So we'll see what kind of hat you come up with. And also, have a little fun with the topic suggestions. Get whimsical. Get weird. Spin around for a minute. And then, what are the first things you see? Run. Run like crazy. Next thing you see on a TV. Whatever. If you don't have a TV, what you have instead of a TV. I don't know, just mix it up. Let loose. Let your pants down and run through the snow. Don't take a picture of it. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being a part of this. Tune in next week. Until then, there will be 6 lousy stories written by me and posted. Then another weekly challenge. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, keep it brief. Closing.